Why are so many nations going to Mars this summer? Traveling to Mars is usually a lonely business, with a single spacecraft taking off from a single launch pad for the 7-month trip to the Red Planet. That appeared to be the case again on July 30th when NASA's Perseverance rover roared off the pad at Cape Canaveral atop an Atlas V rocket. But this time, the ship will have plenty of company. On July 19th, the United Arab Emirates made its first bid to join the Mars game, launching the 3,000-pound, 10-foot-tall Amal, or HOPE, spacecraft on a mission to orbit Mars for at least 2 years while studying its atmosphere. 4 days later, China launched its Tianwen-1, or Questions to Heaven, spacecraft, a three-part ship with an orbiter, a lander, and a six-wheeled, 529-pound rover. And a fourth mission, a joint Russian-European project, ExoMars, carrying a rover of its own, was also planned for this summer, though it has been postponed to 2022 because of engineering problems with its parachute and avionics. So, why all the interest in Mars? And why right now? The timing issue has everything to do with planetary mechanics. As they fly their differing solar orbits, Earth on the inner track, Mars on the outer, the distance between the two worlds is forever changing. At their greatest remove, when they are on opposite sides of the Sun, they are up to 250 million miles apart. But once every 2 years, they line up on the same side of the Sun with just 35 million miles separating them.